On page 63, it tells us some good positive things that's going to take place here if we make this decision.
It says, when we sincerely took such a position, the one on page 62, all sorts of remarkable things followed. We had a new employer. Being all-powerful, he provided what we needed if we kept close to him and performed his work well. See, I got to do his work well. Established on such a footing, we became less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. More and more, we became interested in seeing what we could contribute to life. See, I've always been a taker. Takers are losers, you know? Not only in AA, but in life. Takers are losers. And I was a loser. Today, I'm trying to see what I can contribute to life. He said, as we felt new power flow in, as we enjoyed peace of mind, as we discovered we could face life successfully, as we became conscious of his presence, we began to lose our fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter, we were reborn. And God, I used to hate that idea about being reborn. There was a little church down the road from where I lived at that time, and these guys would come up there on Monday night and knock on my door, want to talk to me about being reborn. You know what I did for them, didn't you? I run them off. I said, hey, guys, this is Monday Night Football. You're interfering in my drinking and my football game. Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. That's what I didn't understand. As I read in that other book when I got sober after a while, there was a story in there. This guy's name was Nicodemus, dumber than a sack of hammers, just like me. Because whenever he heard about being that guy talk about being reborn, he went to him and said to him, you mean, when you talk about being reborn, you mean I've got to go back into my mother's womb and be reborn? I didn't see him looking at him. He said, man, didn't you go to school? Didn't you go to the university? Aren't you educated? Don't you know you can't do that? When I'm talking to you about being reborn, I'm talking about the renewing of your mind. Old ideas cast aside, new ones accepted. I could do that. And I couldn't wait now. I'm ready. The book said we were now at step three. We're really, and action is the magic word in Alcoholics Anonymous and in life. And so I couldn't wait to get down there now that I understood this a little better. I couldn't wait to get down to that church on Sunday morning to do this third step that they talked about. Because I knew what they were doing down there on Sunday morning, just about 11 o'clock. So I waited till Sunday. Don't know why I waited till Sunday, but I did. And I got there about 2 or 3 minutes before 11. I didn't want to get there too early. I might hear something that would help me. So sure enough, I got there 2 or 3 minutes before 11, and sure enough, that old preacher down there said, for those of you who want to do the third step prayer, basically, come on down here and let's do it. And this is what I did. Many of us said to our makers, we understood him. God, I offer myself to you to build with me and do with me as you will. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do your will. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those that I would help of your power, your love, your way of life. May I do your will always. So we thought well before taking this step, making sure that we were ready, that we could at last abandon ourselves utterly to him. Now, I don't know what happened that Sunday morning. I just don't know. Not capable of knowing. But I do know this. From that Sunday morning until this morning, my life hasn't been the same. It's as if I've been walking on the dark side of the street, and all of a sudden, after the third step, I'm on the sunny side of the street. Just like that. And my life hadn't been the same. People began to come back into my life. My wife began to come back. My daughter began to come back. I began to get sobriety and stay sober. My life began to change. And all those things that I ever dreamed about, morning has happened in my life as of today. Everything. Everything. Thank God for the third step prayer.
We thought well before taking this step, making sure we could at last abandon ourselves utterly to him. I think the word utterly means completely, wholeheartedly, the whole ball of wax. I hope you don't make the mistake I did. The first time I took this step three, I got down on my knees, which I very seldom did in those days, and I said, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and do with me as thou wilt, so on, so forth. And as I finished it up, I said, now this applies to my alcohol. Don't fool with my sex life. Stay out of my money. I can handle that too.
God probably said, what an order. I can't go through with it.
I said, you take the alcohol and I'll take care of the rest of it. Well, today I realize the fallacy in that is that God probably doesn't even drink. He doesn't want the alcohol. He wants me. And he wants all of me. Just think, if he directed my thinking in all areas, maybe my thinking would become better. not only regarding alcohol, but sex, money, and everything else. If my thinking becomes better in all areas, then surely my actions are going to become better, and surely my life's going to become better in all areas too. We're going to ask you to do a favor for us, and just for me mainly. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but I'd like for you to reach out and take the hand of those who are sitting next to you and just kind of hold hands a minute. And I'm going to read this prayer sentence by sentence, and as I read it, we'll ask you to repeat it after me. It said, God, I offer myself to thee.
God, I offer myself to thee.
To build with me and do with me as thou wilt.
To build with me and do with me as I will.
Relieve me of the bondage of self.
Relieve me of the bondage of self.
That I may better do thy will.
That I may better do your will.
Take away my difficulties.
Take away my difficulties.
That victory over them may bear witness.
That victory over them may bear witness.
To those I would help of thy power.
To those that I would help of thy power.
Thy love.
Thy love.
And thy way of life.
And thy way of life.
May I do thy will always.
May I do thy will always.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You'll never have to worry about step three. You've just taken it. Let's take about a 15-minute break, and we're going to the bottom of page 63. It tells us there we found it very desirable to take this spiritual step with an understanding person, such as our wife, best friend, or spiritual advisor. And, of course, we always recommend on step three we take it in the company of other human beings. People that I sponsor, I insist they take it with me for two reasons. Number one, if they take it with me, then I know they have taken it. That's the only way I know for sure. But the real reason is that every time we do it, it has a deeper meaning for me and means more in my own personal life. Plus, we're tridimensional creatures. We're meant to live with God. We're meant to live with our fellow human beings. We're meant to live with ourselves. And we pray in the company of other human beings, we're beginning to fit ourselves back together as God intended for us to be in the first place. And this is our first real opportunity to do that by taking step three with other human beings. Way back in the beginning, when they were in Dr. Bob's house, when the newcomer got ready to make their surrender, which is our step three, four or five of the older members would take the newcomer upstairs in one of the bedrooms. They would all kneel, and the newcomer would make their surrender. And after it was over, the older members would vote on how well he surrendered. If he didn't surrender good enough, they'd make him do it again, too. So it worked out real good. Okay, we're through with step three now. We've made our decision. Now let's see what we're going to do from here on. Let's go to the bottom of page 63 and start out right there.
It says next. That's right after three. Next, we launched out on a course of vigorous action, the first step which is a personal house cleaning, which many of us had never attempted. Though our decision,
step three,
was a vital and crucial step, it could have little permanent effect unless at once followed by strenuous effort to face and be rid of those cells in ourselves which had been blocking us. Our liquor was but a symptom, so we had to get down to causes and conditions.
Well, the first thing we like to look at as we progress from step three on is the time element between step three and step four. Now, all we hear this question asked all over the country, how long should you wait after you've done step three before you start on step four? And we hear all kind of answers. You know, we've heard some people say, well, maybe you ought to wait 30 days. And we've had others say, maybe you ought to wait 90 days. And we heard a so-called professional in the field counseling people to wait a minimum of 2 years between three and four so that they could be sure and have their mind cleared up and do step four really perfect. And our question back to that professional was, how damn many people have you killed with that statement? You know, we're trying to find a way to live where not only can we be sober, but we can be peaceful and happy and free, where we can have a little serenity and peace of mind. And the longer we put off, the longer we procrastinate on step four, the longer we're going to be restless, irritable, discontented, filled with shame, fear, guilt, remorse, worry, and all the good stuff that goes with it. And under those conditions, Sooner or later, the mind wants to feel better, and it begins to think about that sense of ease and comfort that comes at once by a couple of drinks. Next thing you know, we think we can drink, and we go right back to drinking again. I don't know how long I could go under those conditions. Frankly, I'm not interested in finding out. The book tells us when we ought to take it. It said three is not going to do us any good unless we follow it up at once by a strenuous effort to face and be rid of those things in ourselves which have been blocking us. So I think what the book is saying, as soon as you're through with three, you're ready to start on four.